everybody. Today's show is brought to you by Casper.com. Receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/Las Culturistas.
And by WarbyParker.com. Get a free 5-day home try-on at www.warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas. 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free.
Las Culturistas is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Be sure to check out more original comedy podcasts at foreverdogpodcast.com. All right, enjoy the show.
Come on.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling! Wow. Thank you guys so much for being here. Let's get it started!
We're gonna go to the desk.
My name is Bowen Yang.
And you know what? My name is Matt Rogers.
We are the hosts of Las Culturistas, a podcast that is one prolonged catchphrase.
Yes.
Tempered with like gasps and squeals.
Yes, definitely. And you guys, thank you so much for coming. This is beyond our wildest dreams here. And thank you, Littlefield. Goodness. Thank you, Forever Dog, for producing this event. This is fucking crazy.
Thank you, Blender Skittles, for sponsoring us.
Yeah.
They're not
I had
sponsored.
One demand.
You guys.
And it was regular Skittles. They gave me these assorted kind.
Who
actually listens to the podcast?
Wow.
Who's seeing our fucking faces for the very first time? Okay. More of you.
Wow.
I love it. What do you think? No, I'm just kidding. No, don't qualify that.
Let's just go through some of these flavors in Blender Skittles, because I'm not clear on what the concept is here.
Lime Blast.
Watermelon Green Apple Freeze.
Oh, Strawberry Lime Blast. That sounds bad.
Oh, sure. These are like
anyway.
Things like a bored mother in Tampa is like throwing into a blender.
Yes.
And like pressing.
Very much so.
Great.
You know, speaking of Tampa, I just got back, and let me tell you, what a town.
Walk us through.
What a town. I mean, Tampa, the culture there is on fire. Just as you'd imagine.
What are some institutions?
For listeners of the podcast, well, I want to tell you the big institution of Tampa is Busch Gardens Tampa.
Sure.
And I didn't go.
Which
will shock listeners.
I know. You could have gone to Refrigerator Magnet with a tiger on it or something.
Is that what you get when you go to theme park?
No, when you go to Busch Gardens, everyone has that refrigerator magnet with a tiger on it. That says Busch Gardens?
Oh, man. I want one of those. But I can't believe I was in Florida without going to Orlando.
Yeah.
So, listen. Listeners of the podcast will know that I fucking love Orlando. And did you know there's going to be Avatar World in Disney? It's opening next month because everyone loves Avatar and everyone remembers the characters.
Yeah.
All your favorite characters will be there, like the blue guy. And the blue girl.
And blue Sigourney Weaver.
And Sigourney Weaver, I think? Who became a tree at the end.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Also, Jimmy Fallon The Ride opened
Woo-hoo!
Up at Universal Studios so we can all ride Jimmy Fallon. If that's what you want.
Yeah.
Seventh
grade me would want to.
Fully.
Right? You guys, okay, so what we're doing tonight is a night of 50 I Don't Think So Honeys.
Oh my God.
I Don't Think So Honey is our segment on the podcast where we each take 1 minute to rant about something that is bothering us in culture, something that's grinding our gears,
really ticking at our tacks.
Ticking at our tacks.
Really getting at us.
It's making us itch our skin raw with
culture.
Yeah,
I know. You know, what have been some famous I Don't Think So Honeys?
Well, we'll go through some tonight.
Yes, we will. We have 50 unbelievable comedians that are here that are going to be going for it. Yeah, I hear some woos and some whistles for sure. Wait, can I say something? It's been a little while without an episode. We've been on a hiatus, you could say. Big Little Lies, who is watching? I have been so pissed off that we haven't had an episode because all I want to talk about is Big Little Lies. I have an argument with my friend Dave, who's Reese. I'm Reese.
Do you want to be Reese?
Interpret that however you want. I'm Reese.
I full on want to be Laura Dern in that.
Yeah.
She has this like pint sized wine glass.
I said thank you!
Yeah.
For the fans.
Thank you.
For the fans of the pod.
She's got the,
for the fans of the show.
She has a million phones she can just toss in a pool.
Crazy. Yeah, oh my God. And then Shailene Woodley threw her phone in the last episode.
Everyone's throwing their phones in Monterey.
She threw her phone off a cliff.
Ugh. By the way, speaking of Shailene, what a fucking snooze.
No!
She is.
No.
Who cares?
This is not going to be the anti-Shailene Woodley club.
Oh my God.
I was not gagged for Shailene when it started because I think she just looks too young to play that part, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Wendy fucking Williams. Right, co-hosts? No, but I think she looks too young for the part, but then she's been gagging me in the last couple episodes.
I don't know.
She can act.
She's not like fully accessing a different character. Like she's giving me too much like of her real Shailene Woodley
life. That's because she's grounded.
No, that's because this character, whatever her name is like you
can. Her name is Jane.
You just know she's a Bernie Bro hashtag no DAPL. Like she is that person in real life. And that's Shailene.
Alienated.
Oh my God.
Let's
anyway,
get political. Why not? Right.
BLL.
Oh my gosh.
Love
and
it.
How about
Nicole.
LeFou is gay? We no, all knew that
no
already.
No one cares.
No one cares about Beauty and the Beast? Can I tell you, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard the last shot is Audra McDonald just like, "Whoa!" So that's how you know that there was a gay director.
Yeah. Bill Condon.
Bill Condon, director of Dreamgirls.
Guys.
It was fun.
All right, let's
wait, what else? Breaking culture news. Penelope Cruz is going to play Donatella Versace in American Crime Story, The Murder of Gianni Versace. Can you? I don't feel like I have no need to elaborate. That's it.
I have hope. I have hope for her.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
I'm loving Feud.
I'm loving Feud.
I loved People versus OJ.
Oh, man.
I think Ryan's really just batting 100.
Batting 1,000.
1,000? Is that what it
batting
is?
Batting 100 would be bad.
Yeah, okay. I see.
Where are my straights? Batting 100 means you get one hit out of 10, which, you know, you're not helping the team.
I see.
You only got one hit out of 10. Unless it's a home run, that's people
guys,
on base.
let's just move on with the show.
Call the Grand Slam.
We have on an amazing just guest before we start the night's proceedings.
Okay, yeah. So I guess you guys didn't know this, but I don't think so, honey. The segment that this whole show is built around, it has a national anthem.
Yeah,
and it's having its debut right here tonight.
And before we hear this A-list celebrity guest debut the inaugural performance of I Don't Think So, Honey, the
A-list
national anthem, we just want to bring her out and talk to her. We love her so much.
Now, let's first list the credits,
let's
right?
go through the credits. Guys, you loved her. She's an Academy Award nominated actress.
Yes.
For The Kids Are All Right.
Yes.
You American
loved her
Beauty.
In American Beauty. I will sell this house today.
Yeah.
She was in The Grifters, I think.
The Grifters. She was in The Grifters.
She is married to Warren Beatty.
Guys, she was just recently snubbed for her amazing turn in 20th Century Women.
Yes, give it up for 20th Century Women. Now, everyone, please welcome to the stage Annette Bening.
Wow.
Annette Bening. Oh, my God.
Mic. Yes, that one.
Annette,
thank you.
Oh, my God.
What an honor.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes, Annette.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you for being here. And you know what? Thank you for being here to sing the national anthem. I Don't Think So, Honey, despite not being a singer.
Yeah.
I'm not a really... I don't sing really in public.
No,
right,
yeah.
Right. No, but this is really kind of encouraging, seeing all of you here. I mean, you've really created kind of an amazing sort of movement, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Right. Especially kind of, you know, now with
with what's going on now.
With just kind of what's going,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. What are your thoughts about what's going on now?
Oh, I mean, well, I think all of us here are kind of airing grievances.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Anything specifically you want to touch on with the current events or no?
Well, there's just, right. So much. Good to see you. Yeah. So much.
So much.
I have my gum. This is kind of, I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
This is sort of an audio experience.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of why I'm sort of just wrapped.
Yeah. You look good, though. You're making it work.
Just kind of getting my gum.
We'll take it.
Of course.
No one needs to hear me snapping.
How was Warren after the mistake at the Oscars?
Oh, well, stuff goes on. And then we power through, right? We're used to this kind of, you know, as in show business, right? Stuff up and down. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially with, like, what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot, right, happening.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Warren's fault. I mean, it wasn't Warren's fault because the only shitty thing that Warren did was pass it off to Faye when he just couldn't make sense of what was going on.
Right,
so what are you, throwing Faye under the bus?
No, I'm saying I'm throwing Warren under the bus because he was like, here, you
boys
read
will
it.
Be boys, right? Kind of boys club.
Guys, we could get into what's going on right now.
Right.
We could really get into it, but I think it's time, Annette, to perform the I Don't Think So Honey anthem. Now, I can't wait to hear your interpretation.
This is going to be amazing. If you are so moved, please rise.
Yeah.
For the national
probably
anthem
please
of
rise.
I Don't Think
should
So Honey.
Please rise.
For the I Don't Think So Honey anthem.
I see you over there sitting as I sit.
When you feel there are things in this world that you hate, when you feel there are things you don't like, when you need to speak out and you need to shout and you must say whatever you like. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, child. I don't think so, bitch. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, child. I don't think so, bitch.
Give it up for
Annette Bening.
Annette, there's one more thing Annette wants to do.
Oh,
it's
my
a picture
gosh.
Of Emma Stone at the Oscars.
Oh,
what's she
no!
gonna do?
No!
Oh my God! Wow.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you, Annette.
Annette,
that was Sinead.
Can I tell you something? I won't have it. I won't have this anti-Emma Stone bullshit.
Oh, come on.
I love her.
We went to go see 20th Century Women together. You were gagged for filth. It was amazing.
All right.
Annette was amazing. And look, I mean, that was a Sinead O'Connor moment there. I loved it.
That was the truth.
That was culture.
Listen, let's get started. You guys ready for I Don't Think So Honey Live? All right, you guys. Here's how it's going to play out. We got 50 comedians. They're all going to come out and rail against culture for 60 seconds each. Now, they have an option here tonight, though. They can either do their prepared I Don't Think So Honey, which they've prepared a topic to rail against, or we've carved a bowl. And in the bowl are 50 random cultural topics that they do not know. They don't know what's in here. And they're going to stand at that mic, and if they want, we will read one of these aloud, and they must rail against it no matter what it is for 60 seconds.
Go negative, yeah.
No matter if it's the best thing in the world, the worst, I don't care.
And so another thing we should mention, in lieu of a timer, because
we just have to mention
numerals flashing on a screen just stresses everybody out, right? So we're not going to have that. Instead, we're going to time from the table, mm-hmm. and then we're going to hold these paddles up as the clock counts down.
They get paddled, and if they go over, they're going to get water gunned.
They're getting water gunned.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the star of Saturday Night Live. I don't care if you're a New York Times best-selling author.
Of You Can't Touch My Hair.
I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're our personal idol, Cola Scola.
You can't. You cannot go over time.
You will get sprayed.
So you will get sprayed, and here are the paddles. You've got 30 seconds left, 15 seconds left,
five,
and that's 1 minute. Okay, you guys.
You guys, all right, so very quickly, we're going to do an example of an I Don't Think So Honey. All right, should I go first?
You go first.
All right, I'm going to the mic.
Great. And just out of your periphery, just
here
just,
we go.
Just check out the time. Okay?
All right, and also, you know, we have our cowbell there. Okay, right. I'm ready.
This is Matt Rogers. I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Seafood restaurants who don't give you the right tools to crack open your crab. I went down to Tampa Bay, and I went to a crab shack, and you think a coastal place is going to do the right thing. I have cuts on my thumb because they didn't give me a sheller, honey. I don't think so, honey. If you give me just a lobster cracker, that is not going to work for a crab. That's why they call it a lobster cracker. You need to give me a sheller. You need to give me a sharp knife. And then when I ask, don't give me a face like you've been asked 1,000 times. The reason you've been asked is because we are gagged because we don't have the tools. A king crab has a spiky shell. But it also has the most succulent and salty meat. How do I know? I work at Brooklyn Crab in Red Hook.
15 seconds.
Get on the B61 and go on over. We're in Gowanus now. You could go over to Red Hook. You get a king crab, £1.25 for $49. So I know exactly how to crack open the crab. I don't think so, honey. Seafood restaurants who don't have their shit together.
That's 1 minute. Wow. That was amazing.
Feels good.
Feels good.
It's very freeing. All right, so now to demonstrate what it's like to be put on the spot, Bo and fucking Yang, here we go, bitch. Here we go. Bo and Yang, I'm choosing a thing. Here we go.
I don't know what this is going to be.
Bo and Yang, your I Don't Think So, Honey is about Sarah Paulson. It starts now. Go!
I don't think so, honey. Sarah Paulson. You might be an amazing actress, and you might have been the best part of Carol, but I don't think so, honey. You taking these long breaks in between projects. I want to see you all the Judah Day in every project.
Long
I
want
to see you nominated for an Oscar every year for Best Supporting Actress, and then someday, honey, I want to be able to look at a reel of your work, an in memoriam of your work, with things that I wish I had seen more of. I don't want to look at your in memoriam reel and think, wow, Sarah,
seconds.
I wish you'd done more, Sarah. Sarah, I wish you had taken up that role in the next Star Wars movie. Sarah, I wish you had done that appearance. Just hypothetically, I wish you had done an appearance on Comedy Bang Bang. I don't fucking know.
Seconds.
Sarah Paulson, I love you so much. I don't think so, honey. You for your own good. I don't think so, honey. Sarah Paulson, you are one of our most visionary actresses. of our generation. You have to give us material to gag us. I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute! That was a very positive I don't think so, honey. What do you say we get started here with our first group? Oh, also, guys, right before we start, we have a raffle tonight. We have proceeds going to Trans Lifeline.
Trans Lifeline,
so please,
it's an amazing organization.
Dollar each a raffle, yep. Please, please, please. And
raffle goes towards that hat.
You're
right
gonna get
there.
A culture hat. Be a
it's
real
a
crusader.
Hat.
Yeah, you're excited.
Trans Lifeline is great. We love
okay.
it. We love them.
Here we go, guys. It's our first group. Everyone, give it up for Sudi Green.
Becky Shakoid.
Alex English.
Blair Sucky.
Christy Cielo!
Wow, all right.
Okay, here we go. Sudi Green, approach the mic.
First pitch!
Okay.
All right, Sudi Green, do you go pre-selected or you want the bowl?
Pre-selected, bitch.
Your time starts now.
I don't think so, Henny. Women with 3 bags on the subway.
Yes!
Okay. You get your freaking purse, okay? You get a tiny Lululemon bag for your lunch. What the fuck is in that third bag? Okay, it's your gym clothes. It's your fucking laptop bag. First of all, bitch, get a job with a fucking desktop computer, okay? You're coming in off the Park Slope stop, off the Carroll Garden stop. Hollywood working moms, but you look ratchet, okay? Get a fucking tote bag, or better yet, stop shaming me with my backpack, bitch. Get a backpack. You know I have wigs in my bag. You know I have a laptop in my bag. I'm a working comedian. I have it concise in my fucking cute-ass backpack. Bitch, get a tote, okay? And I'm not giving you my seat, bitch, because you look a mess.
Wait. Keep going.
5 seconds. I want to end on that, bitch.
That's 1 minute,
Sudi Green.
Wow.
Give it up. Becky Shakoid to the mic. Pre-selected or the bowl?
Pre-selected. bed.
Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Feeling bad for Melania Trump. Okay, honey. Okay, honey. Why are we feeling bad for her? You think she's trapped? This bitch can speak 4 to 6 languages and she's gonna end bullying? Okay. Anytime, honey. Okay, anytime. Listen to us. When Donald asked her outright, she said no because she went home and this bitch did her research, right? Okay. She's like, he's got a lot of money. I'm going to marry him. She marries him for his money. He marries her for her looks. It takes two to tango, honey. This bitch knows what she's doing, honey, right? Okay. And do you think Barry 30. Was his idea? I do not think so, honey. Okay. Woo! I do not think so on that. Okay, you know what? Anytime she speaks in public, you know she's reiterating Donald's points and says no new information, okay? She does not care about your cause, honey.
15 seconds.
Okay? She does not care. And let me tell you what. If you think she doesn't have any money, she could sell her $2 million wedding ring or a $200,000 wedding dress, okay? I do not
think
that's
1 minute!
That's 1 minute!
Becky Chagoyne!
Next up, Alex English!
Alex English, here we go! Pre-selected or the bowl?
Pre-selected.
Here we go, bitch, your time starts now!
All right, I don't think so. Asking me, are you finding everything okay while I'm shopping in this store? Woo! I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. Because chances are when I tell you, oh, I need these in a size 9, you're going to come back with a box but say, oh, we only have these in 12. Oh, bitch, I don't think so. Oh, honey, I don't think so. Because I'm going to look you dead in your face and I'm going to be like, well, I asked for it now, you fucking terrorist.
30 seconds.
Oh, I don't think so, honey. What happened back there while you was looking for them goddamn shoes? Was you back there when just like, well, he said a 9. But I wonder while I was back here,
15 seconds.
Maybe his feet grew magically. Maybe he has Negro magical powers. Maybe. Oh, I don't think so, honey. You only asking me if I was looking for some
five
because
seconds.
I'm black. Oh, I don't think so, honey.
Oh! English. Here we go, Blair Saki.
Blair.
What are we doing?
What the hell are all these models taking over the Food Network? I don't think so, honey. All these bitches are swarming in, taking shit over by siege. No, no, fuck you. All these margins. I love food my whole life. Food is my passion. No, I don't think so, honey. All these OG chefs are just dying off for love of the game. Just
30
dying.
Seconds.
They're eating. They're getting heart disease just trying to do their job. These bitches, they have no qualification. Just coming in, just taking all our jobs. I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds! Come on,
I never want to see another model on the Food Network. I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute! Everyone, gird your fucking loins. It's Christy Cello! Pre-selected or the bowl?
I'm going in the fucking
no
bowl.
One's
oh
in
my
the
god!
Oh my god!
She's going in the bowl.
Wow.
What is it?
Ah!
What is it?
Oh my god, Neil Patrick Harris's fucking kids!
Go, go, go!
I don't think so, honey! Neil Patrick Harris has fucking kids! Nobody gives a fuck! Your fucking kids, I don't even know their fucking names! I don't fucking think so, honey!
One of them's name is Harper!
I dropped it too soon! I dropped it too soon! Neil Patrick Harris's kids, I don't think so, honey! Like, why are you gonna have kids, huh, stupid? I don't think so, honey! Kids are so stupid!
30 seconds!
They're so dumb. I don't think so, honey! I don't think so, honey! I don't think so, honey!
They dress up for Halloween in cute costumes to put them to Instagram!
Shut the fuck up, I can't even, I gotta go.
Christy did not do the full minute!
Wow.
That's 1 minute. Everyone give it up for these motherfuckers! Oh my God. Suda Green, Becky Chagoin, Alex English, Blair Sucky, and Christy Cielo. Let's bring up our next five. Here we go. Give it up for Catherine Cohen. Nicole Conlon. Sashir Zameda.
Anna Drezin.
And the queen herself, Mateo Lane.
I just want to point of order or whatever. I don't know if point of order is correct. No one's worn the hat so far.
Oh my God. Put the hat on. Help.
Put the hat on, guys. It really just.
Here we go. Catherine Cohen, approach the mic. Pre-selected or bull?
Pre-selected.
Yes, go for it, girl. Catherine Cohen, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Women's clothing sizes. No, bitch. I'm a medium at Old Navy and a 14 at Topshop doesn't cover my nips. I don't think so, honey. Okay. No, bitch. I go into Zara to buy an embroidered bomber jacket because I'm fucking modern. They say, we don't make this in a large. I don't think so, honey. They say, we just go up to a medium. I don't think so, honey. I go to Urban, they say we don't carry 32 in store usually. I don't think so, honey. Okay.
30.
I go to Urban, they do extra small, not extra large. I don't think so, honey. Okay. I am not the biggest woman in the world, but I'm the biggest size in all the stores. I don't think so, honey. No, bitch.
15 seconds. Keep
okay,
going.
Here's the deal. Make more sizes so more people buy your clothes. It's called capitalism, bitch. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds, keep
Five
going.
5 seconds, keep oh going. Finish.
And also, American Apparel, buy, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
That's one minute.
Catherine Cohen, everybody.
Catherine Cohen.
Nicole Conlon. Woo! Yes! Pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected. Wow, here we go. That's Nicole Conlon, that hat. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Artisanal ketchup? Yeah. You guys all know exactly what I mean. You have the gall to think that you can improve upon a condiment so universally beloved that preeminent writer Malcolm Gladwell devoted a 6,000-word essay to how it is fundamental to the nature of the American public. Writing that ketchup pushes all our primal buttons and runs the sensory spectrum.
Oh my God.
Condiment which triggers pleasure centers for sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and the ever hard to capture umami taste groups. Artisanal ketchup combines all the pretentiousness of home brewing your own beer.
50 seconds.
With the disgusting taste of home brewing your own beer. And when you get down to it, are artisanal ketchups even ketchup? I don't think so, honey. No matter what direction you go with it, you're immediately veering into hot sauce or marinara territory. So the next time a waiter tries to sell you on the idea of artisanal ketchup, I beg of you.
That's 1 minute.
I don't think so, honey.
Nicole Conlon.
Wow.
Everyone, welcome Sashir Zameda to the mic.
Pre-selected or the bowl?
Pre-selected.
Thank you.
Here we go. Your time starts now.
I don't think so. Frisky's cat food. I've had it with you. I was watching what I thought was a normal-ass commercial, and it got to the end, and the slogan is Frisky's for cats, by cats. I don't think so, honey. I find it very hard to believe that no one at Frisky's has heard of FUBU. No one?
30 seconds.
And if you don't know what FUBU is, it's a clothing line for us, by us, for black people, by black people. Because the clothing industry would not allow black people to be successful in that field. So Frisky's took that
15
and gave it to cats. That's another level of cultural appropriation. I don't think so, Frisky's.
Yeah. Yes. 5 seconds. Keep going.
Not only do they take it away, they gave it to cats. Also, I don't believe you. Cats are not making this food. If it's
that's
by
one
cats,
minute. That's what Sashir Zameda.
Wow.
And now, Anna Drezin. Pre-selected, or are we going in the bowl?
Bowl, bitch.
The ball, bitch. Pick your topic.
I can't believe this.
You must. Here we go.
Go negative.
What is it? Oh my God. What is it?
I've been targeted by the ball. I don't think so.
think so, honey. Sex, your minute starts right
what
now.
What are you doing? You have a job. You have parents who love you. You pay taxes. What are you doing with your body? You're putting what where? What are you talking about? Oh my God, I'm gonna get my sheets dirty for what? For what, Brian? For what? You don't work at a startup. You work with your friends. Oh no. I don't think so, honey. Waking up in Bushwick or in 15. A loft bed or ruining my comforter from Amazon.com.
10 seconds.
Orgasms are stupid.
My book.
Coming is for losers.
Anna Dresden, that's 1 minute.
Amazing. Guys, give it up for the queen herself, Mateo Lane.
Talk to us, bitch. The bowl or pre-selected?
Pre-selected.
Here we go. Your minute starts right now.
I don't think so, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh!
I don't think so. You are not going to be the Little Mermaid live on Broadway. What are you talking about, Lindsay Lohan? She is campaigning herself on Instagram right now like me, the Little Mermaid. No. What has happened? The past 3 years, you lost a finger, your face got bloated, and you sound like the devil. That's what's happened to you. The Little Mermaid, she can't sound like under the sea. You are a messy white woman. And that's the only reason why she was successful is because gays love messy white women. Listen, white women, if you're drunk and you're out at a bar, all of a sudden gay men come up and they're like, oh my God, yes, okay, yeah, it is a bad sign.
15!
It is time to go home. You are the real housewife of that bar for those gays that night. You are a mess. Lindsay Lohan.
5 seconds.
You fingerless slut. I hate you. All right.
That's 1 minute. Give it up for these people. Catherine Cohen, Nicole Collins, Ashir Zameda, Anna Dresden, and Mateo Lane.
Wow.
Bitch, I hope that you're sitting down at this moment.
Yes.
Because I'm about to give you something. It's a little bit of an offer.
It's a little offer.
And you're going to want to take advantage of this.
Yes.
Okay? For you, the listeners of Las Culturistas, and thank you so much for listening, Casper is offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com.
$50?
You got to take advantage of this. Ugh. Yes. The Casper mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress, bitch, at a shockingly fair price, okay? Mm. It's got the right sink. It's got the right bounce. Because it's made up of two technologies. It's latex foam and memory foam. And they come together for it's amazing sleep. Recently, my boyfriend and Henry and I, we were looking for a new apartment and we needed to stay with some friends. So our one friend, Patrick, let us stay with him. And he said, I have a Casper mattress. And I had heard about Casper mattress, but I had never slept on one. Let me tell you, I'm not even joking. I was out when I laid down. I couldn't wait to be laying in the bed.
You got your life. You couldn't wait to be laying in the bed.
I got my life. It's really the best mattress I've ever had. We talk about it.
And Patrick was like, this is a status symbol. Honey, I have a Casper mattress.
He was like, you want to stay at my apartment? I have a Casper mattress. So now it's now the most awarded mattress of the decade.
Give it the Oscar
for
mattresses.
Rightfully so. So I don't know what you're waiting for. You got to get one. So this is an offer for $50 off any mattress purchase. You got to go to CasperTrial.com/Las Culturistas. Again, one more time. Write it down, bitch. Don't let it pass you by. www.caspertrial.com/Las Culturistas for $50 towards any mattress purchase. I mean, that's like, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
You're stupid to not do it.
You're stupid not to.
At least look into it.
And here's what else you should look into. Warby Parker glasses, honey.
You gotta put these on your face.
Take it from me, honey. I've got a pair of Warbys at home, and I love them so much.
Gag.
We're sponsored by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is offering Las Culturistas listeners with a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses.
This
is
such a good deal.
Such a good deal. And they have a frame called Bowen, and it comes in many colors.
Oh, my God.
I love it
so
much.
Do you have the Bowen glasses?
I don't, but I should, right?
I mean, you should at least get them to try them on for 5 days for free and get opinions on them.
Great idea.
Come on.
They make buying glasses online easy and risk-free because their home try-on program allows customers like you to order 5 pairs of glasses to be shipped directly to their homes, where they can try them on in the comfort of their own home and get feedback from friends, family, colleagues, enemies.
I mean, come on. Ugh. Your enemies will see you in these Warby Parkers and they'll be like, oh, damn it, they have the upper hand on me today.
And you can say,
they look good.
Yes, and you can say, eat your heart out to your
enemies.
Yeah,
and you know what? You can see your enemies for who they really are because you'll be seeing very well because you're wearing the Warby Parkers.
That's beautiful, Matt. I love it. Users can keep the frames for 5 days before sending them back for free using the prepaid return shipping labels with no obligation to purchase.
I told my mom about this deal today and she could not believe it.
She couldn't?
Like, this is obviously an amazing company.
Get Katrina to try on some glasses.
I will, I think.
I think she could slay in some frames, honey.
She does on the daily.
On the daily. Honey,
all you moms out there that listen to Las Culturistas, get yourself a pair of Warby Parkers.
And hey, once the surge in the market just goes crazy towards moms, Warby Parker will have us to thank.
Yeah.
To get your free home try-on today, go to warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas. Again, write this down, bitch. That's www.warbyparkertrial.com/Las Culturistas for your free 5-day home try-on.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's go back to the show.
Come on.
Next group, here we go. Everyone give it up for John Juan.
John Juan.
John Juan.
Where art thou?
He's a little shy.
Give it up for Rachel Winitsky. There's John Juan. Come on, John Juan.
It's Rachel Jarofsky.
Rachel Jarofsky. I'm so sorry.
Come on. Give it up for Alex Song. Yes.
Woo! Give it up for Kelly Quinn.
And last but not least, give it up for Chris Burns. John Juan, it is time. Put that hat on. Yes, get it. Find your look.
There you go.
Are we going pre-selected or the bowl?
Pre-selected.
John Juan's, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
Weak-ass small dog owners who treat their small dogs like human, I don't think so, honey. Do not walk down the street with your yappy-ass, ratty-ass dog, and it's pulling you on the leash, and you have the audacity to slip out of your snake tongue. Wallace, what's going on? Don't ask it a question. It's not a human. It is a dog, and you treat it like a dog because you're a dog owner, not a dog friend. You bought that, and then you have the audacity to look at me with my noble 80-pound greyhound who is walking like a fucking king. If that dog was yapping in your face, you would take out a syringe and inject it, and that is a dog double standard. I don't think so, honey. I don't fucking think so.
Come
if you
on.
Want a friend, you start going on Grindr, on Tinder, and start swiping, bitch. Bye. I don't think so.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute.
Give it up for John Juan.
John Juan.
And now, Miss Rachel Jarofsky.
Grab the hat.
Step in the name of love to the mic.
Step in the name of love to the mic.
Now, here are we going pre-selected or are we going bowl?
What was that?
Are we going pre-selected or are
Michino
we going in this
I
bowl?
Prepared.
Okay.
I came preparado as fuck. All right, let's do that.
Your time starts right now.
I don't think so. People who play their music out loud on the train. Bitch, this is not your house because if it was, I would have removed my shoes and thank your mom for having me. Okay. I really need you not to play DJ right now because I'm trying to have a sad midnight commute home, aka be in my feelings and listen to Frank Ocean's Blonde and read Sophie's Choice at the same damn time. Okay. How am I supposed to process this internalized anti-Semitism when you're out here playing Flo Rida's My House from your personalized speaker? Bitch, what? How you gonna bring your speaker outside of the house? It will definitely get water damage and or be dropped, so hell no, we won't go. Leave that in the crib.
15 seconds.
So in conclusion, please don't try to turn this one train into your personal lituation. If you're trying to turn up, then listen to your headphones that you stole from your roommate and are definitely Apple.
5 seconds.
Peace. You are in and out of line.
That's 1 minute, Rachel Jarofsky.
Wow.
Please welcome Alex Song to the mic. Alexandra Song.
Predetermined or bull?
Predetermined or bull?
I still don't know what that means.
Okay, so are you going to... Did you come prepared with one, or do you want to pick a random thing from the
bowl? I do have one, but let's go bowl.
Let's go bowl. All right. Here we go. I will read it to you. Face the audience.
Okay, while I face them, can I tell you what it would have been?
What would it have been?
What would it have been?
I don't think so, Mark Ruffalo.
No, I won't hear that. Instead, Alex...
We'll do you one better.
We'll do you one better. I don't think so, honey. Olivia Newton-John. Your time starts right now.
I don't think so, Olivia Newton-John. You're going to come on Goody Two Shoes and then just change? Is that what bull is? Is that I get squirted if I stop talking?
No, no! Don't touch me! Keep talking!
John Travolta, come on! He's not gonna fuck you! Come on!
30 seconds!
Did she sing Let's Get Physical?
Yes!
All right, well, come on! Let's get physical!
Come on!
I really hate Mark Ruffalo.
That is not on the rules.
No, keep going. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Alex Song broke every rule.
That's 1 minute. I mean, come on.
I don't think so, honey. Alex Song.
I don't think so. Kelly Quinn is approaching the mic. Kelly, talk to me, baby.
Thank you. I did come prepared. I'm an oldest child.
Thank you, Kelly
Quinn, your time begins now.
Okay, thank you. I don't think so, Ernest Hemingway.
Woo!
No, I don't think so to come to me with your sparse-ass, boring-ass prose. No, thank you. No, thank you. I cannot take a shit in Brooklyn without making eye contact with 3 men who are obsessed with Ernest Hemingway. I will not accept it. I don't like it. I don't think so, Ernest Hemingway. People say, oh, he's a minimalist, right? Read between the lines. What lines? Give me lines to read between, bitch, please. Thank you.
30
seconds. I don't think so, Ernest Hemingway. When I read, I want to take a vacation. Okay, I want to be transported. When I read Ernest Hemingway, it's chore day, bitch, and I don't own a broom. Thank you. I don't think so, Ernest Hemingway. The English language is a rich tapestry.
15.
And your novels are threadbare. If I did a word cloud of the sun also rises, it would be wine. Ambulance, bread, Spain.
5 seconds. Keep going.
I don't think so. Thank you, Ernest Hemingway. I don't care for your post. Thank you.
That's 1 minute. Thank you, Kelly. Next up is
Chris Burns. Work that hat.
Work that hat.
Pre-selected or the bowl?
Pre-selected, bitch.
Okay. Thank you. Chris Burns, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Being in people's weddings is literally fucking trash. Yes. I'm so happy for you that you're deciding to get married. And yes, I'm happy for me that I'm the only gay person in your wedding because I fucking love attention. But what I don't love is getting fucking Venmo requested every goddamn 3 days for $200 motherfucking dollars, bitch. No, bitch. I do not want to buy you an engraved anything. And you do not want to sit on a beach in New Jersey in fucking seashells that are made of glass and cigarette butts. And no, bitch, I don't want to drink out of dick-shaped novelty glasses.
30 seconds.
Talking
30 seconds.
About whatever poor-ass bridesmaid just left the room. I don't give a shit, bitch. And do not get me started on that fucking bridal shower. As if I'm not a big enough asshole having just paid $200 for a motherfucking mimosa fountain and a 15. Goddamn omelet station. Now I'm supposed to sit here with a fucking thumb up my ass and watch you rake in half a Williams Sonoma and most of fucking Bed Bath & Beyond?
5 seconds!
I don't think so, bitch!
Keep going!
Yes,
keep going!
So will I be in your wedding? Yes, bitch, of course I will, but I don't fucking think I'll like it, bitch.
That's 1 minute! Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
John Wan, Rachel Jarofsky, Alex Song, Kelly Quinn, and Chris Burns. And now, please welcome these motherfuckers. It's Aaron Jackson.
And his amazing sister, Amy Jo Jackson.
And their amazing sister, Ryan Leach.
And their amazing sister, Brian Foss.
And the iconic Cola Scola, come on, bitch.
Come on, girl. Oh,
come
my
on.
Here we go.
Come on.
Erin Jackson, please take the
approach
mic.
Approach the mic, Erin.
Hi.
Pre-selected or are we digging in?
Pre-selected.
Oh.
Erin Jackson, I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Nick Jonas. If I have to have another twink shoved down my throat by the Disney corporate machine, I'm gonna gag. I don't think so, honey, you have no talent. I watched you in the 25th Les Miserables anniversary and your face was screwed up like a pug. You can't sing, girl. Name a song. None of you can. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. You can't act. I turned off Scream Queen. It was bad. You can't
30 act. Seconds.
Okay, great. And also, okay, we like him because of his body, right? He's not that hot. Abs don't make you hot. If any of you took Goofy's big dumb dick up your ass once a year and Disney paid for your personal trainer, you would have abs too. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so. If we all stopped eating, we could get abs, okay? I don't think so. Like, no, Nick Jonas, you're trash.
That's 1 minute. If you took Goofy's big dumb dick once a year.
Everyone, it's Amy Jo Jackson! Amy Jo, you pre-select?
I'm pre-select, my darling.
Here we go. Full time starts right now.
All right, I don't think so, honey. Wicked the musical. How have you been running for 13 fucking years? Gregory Maguire wrote this rich, complex, beautiful political novel, and Stephen Schwartz turned it into some slick, overproduced, commercialized pop claptrap. And I'm not having it. I don't think so, honey. How dare you purport that your show is about this rich relationship between these two strong women when all you do is pit them against one another over a man for 2/3 of your script? I don't think so, honey.
Oh, 30 seconds.
And I'm trying to always get it in a novel. You didn't have to do it that way, but you did it that way because it was easier, and that's what keeps preteens and their parents spending money. You're goddamn Joe. I don't think so, honey. And Fiero? No, thank you. I am sorry. Dancing Through Life is the most boring song I've ever fucking heard.
15.
He is always played by some straight white guy who thinks he's God's gift to musical theater because he looks good in tight pants and has a nice voice and every casting director in town wants to fuck him. But I don't think so, honey. Being a twink doesn't last forever. I don't think
That's
so,
honey. 1 minute.
Clap trap.
Ryan Leach!
Ryan Leach!
Yes!
Yes, put it on. Pre-selected or the bowl?
I'm going to do pre-selected. Thank you.
Here we go. Your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Conservative politicians in the South who aren't even from the South. I don't think so. I had to grow up as a little faggot in rural Virginia my whole 18 years. And hearing Ken Cuccinelli say that gay people are unnatural. And then I find out he's from Edison, New Jersey. I don't think so, honey. No, 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 no. I want to see you go all the way back to Edison, New Jersey and say that to their faces, not down here. It's already bad enough down in the South. We have bad schools and high rates of obesity and a lack of health care, and then you gotta come all the way down here because you couldn't fly your Confederate flag in Pennsylvania or Vermont or Maine. No, no.
15 seconds.
So, honey, no. I'm looking at you, Ted Cruz, born in Alberta. I don't want you down here in Texas.
Five seconds.
We got our own problems down here with crazies in our own state legislature.
That's 1 minute.
Go home.
Ryan Leach.
Amazing.
Here we go. It's Daddy Brian Voss.
Brian, pre-selected or from the bowl?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Thank pre-selected. You. Here we go, Brian Voss. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The Easter Bunny. What the fuck are you? Honestly, it's like you're tacky, you're creepy, and you look like something Donnie Darko threw up and then jizzed on.
Ah!
I don't think so, honey bunny. Honestly, it's like, okay, so the Easter Bunny comes into your house, goes into your kid's room,
ooh,
shits out chocolate bunnies, and it's not even good chocolate, it's Mass Brothers chocolate. I don't think so. Honey.
30 seconds.
And the Easter Bunny doesn't even have a personality. It's like, are you funny? Can you even talk? Are you from like an alien planet?
Funny.
The only good thing we can say about the Easter Bunny is that everyone knows who you are, which is shady as fuck. I don't think so,
seconds.
Honey. And furthermore, the Easter Bunny ruined my childhood. Gay little four-year-old Brian could believe in Santa, could believe in the Tooth Fairy, witches, leprechauns, but the Easter Bunny made my world crumble down because it's like, you were so unfucking believable. Fake as shit, I don't think so.
That's why the Easter Bunny. Wow, it got real.
It got real.
Wow.
Brian Foss, and now, please welcome Cola Skola to the mic. Come on, motherfucker.
Oh, talk to us. Pre-selected or bowl?
Pre-selected or the bowl. Oh, he's going to the bowl. Oh!
Little bait and switch.
And that's how you know. That's how you know.
Bait and switch. Here we go. Cola Skola.
Cola Skola, your time starts now.
My mom wants to have a relationship with me. I don't think so, honey. Mm-mm. When I want to hear from some drunk bitch begging my forgiveness, I will wait till Brandy's next hit and run. Or I will submit a writing packet to Fallon, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I spent my whole life wondering what I had to do to get you to love me. Turns out the answer was leave and wait for it to sink in that you're gonna die alone, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds,
come on.
You should have thought of that. You should have thought of that before, Mom, when you told me I was too old to play with Barbies. Well, turn around and check your back for a Mattel sticker because I am outgrowing you, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
Oh, my God. Incredible. Give it up for this girl.
Aaron Jackson, Amy Jo Jackson, Ryan Leach, Brian Foss, and Cola Skola.
Guys, welcome the next group before intermission.
Here we go.
Carly Ann Philbin.
Yes. Miss Joe Firestone.
Mr. Sam Taggart.
Sam Taggart and Aparna Nancherla. All right, here we go. Carly Ann motherfucking Philbin.
Okay.
Are we doing the bull or are we pre-selected?
No, we are presenting, and here, you start your little timer because here we go.
Here we go, time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. The look of victory that washes over one's face when they just make the train. Okay, and you know what you're talking about. Moments before, you were running, bitch, okay? We all saw that messenger bag hit your hip. Okay, and then you get on the train car and you're looking around. Now you're the king of this train or something? Okay? And then you want to make eye contact with what? Your servants? Okay, guess what? When in New York do we try to make eye contact, okay? So you look directly at me to see if I saw what you did, and you know what? I don't think so, honey. I am neutral.
15.
I'm neutral on the train. I don't want to be inspired, okay? I don't want to have... You know what? I walked casually onto the train,
Five
okay?
Seconds.
Because the train waited for me, bitch.
Oh! That's 1 minute!
Masterful.
Oh, my God. We got Joe Firestone!
Thank you.
Joe
Thank
Firestone,
you.
Are you pre-selected or are you going in this bowl?
I'm pre-selected.
Come on.
Okay.
1 minute starts now.
Okay. Memes. I don't think so, honey. ever try to call them memes? And then everyone else is like, I don't think so, honey. You know, TFW, more like IDTSH. That's a, I don't think so, honey. Okay. How? Why do you gotta put words
seconds.
On pictures? I don't think so, honey. Pictures free of words. If a picture's worth 1,000 words, why is it gotta have a couple more words on top of it? I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
Why you gotta make animals have voices? I don't think so, honey. And no animals, no voices.
5 seconds. Come on.
And babies, WTF. No, I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute.
my God.
And now, Sam Taggart! Pre-selected of the bowl.
I'm weirdly feeling the bowl.
Oh, my God!
Okay, I'm a freak. I'm a freak. I love the bowl.
He's weirdly feeling the bowl. Oh, my God. This is going to be tragic. Sam Taggart. Your I don't think so subject is Kelly Clarkson, and your time starts now!
Time starts now!
I simply do not think so, Kelly Clarkson! Behind these hazel eyes is nonsense. You're a reality show star pretending to be a celebrity.
He is pacing!
Oh my God.
I simply do not think so, hunty, Kelly Clark's son. Miss Independent, more like Miss Dependent on your American Idol win.
30 seconds. Oh my God, she's feeling herself.
Did I say I was feeling the bowl or was I feeling myself?
Wow.
I simply do not think so, hunty.
15 seconds, bitch.
Kelly Clarkson. Here's a message if you're in the crowd. You were meant to be a mom in the Midwest.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute.
Oh,
wow.
My God. I've never been so insulted. Never been so insulted in my life.
Oh,
and
my God.
Now, Aparna Nancherla. You need the hat. Oh my goodness.
Aparna, talk to us. Prepared or bowl?
I'm gonna go pre-selected.
Come on, Aparna. 1 minute starts now.
Okay, I don't think so. People who try to get on the train before people are off the train.
Yes! Don't.
What is your end game? We are not ghosts. I need a little act out here. Will you guys all get right here?
Wow.
Okay, this is the F train. We all know it. We all love it. Okay, we just got to Carroll Street. We all know it. We all love it. Doors open.
30 seconds.
Every time I pass, you say, no, bitch. No, bitch.
No, bitch.
What are you doing? We're not ghosts. We deserve to live. We deserve space in this city.
15 seconds.
15.
I don't pay a security deposit for your ass. I feel weird about saying ass.
5 seconds.
I don't think so.
Woo! That's 1 minute.
Give it up for this group.
Carly Ann Philbin, Joe Firestone, Sam Taggart, Aparna Nancherla, now. Everyone,
this is a huge moment in the show.
Before we go to intermission, we'd like to show a short video commemorating the Las Culturistas Icon Award winner.
This is an animated video animated by Lulu Krause.
Let's dim the lights.
I don't think so, honey, about people who shame me about posting on social like too much or about like ever being on your phone ever. Because people act like if you're in a conversation with them that you have to be engaged. But how about you, like, engage me? And you know what I mean? Like, I have my phone. And, like, let's not ever guilt anyone for being on our phones when we all do it. Like, I don't care if I'm staying on the subway steps and you need to, like, sidestep for a second. Because guess what? Can we all just, like, take a deep breath and not roll our eyes quite so hard at each other for being on our phones? And secondly, I will always post my truth on social media, on Facebook.com, on Twitter.com, no matter what. And I will do that. I will post every single thought that ever enters into my head, and I have a right to do that. And for those of you who do not post every thought that comes into your head, well, then I feel truly sorry for you that you're so ashamed and embarrassed, or that you don't have thoughts that are interesting enough to post. And honestly, I will never, not once, ever again feel badly for speaking my truth, because I used to do that, and guess what? It almost killed me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, Patrick Regan! Yes! And now, Pat, would you like your pre-selected topic or going into the bowl?
Pre-selected topic.
Oh! Here we go. Pat Regan, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, about restaurants who, like, cover their outlets so you can't charge your phone. Because, like, why? What are you getting for that? Like, that electricity belongs to, like, everyone. Like, yes, you did, like, start, but, like, you can't own electricity. It's, like, emotion or life force. And I want to just go inside every single restaurant that does choose to spend money to cover up their outlets for no reason other than to be toxic and just rip them off the wall and be like, I don't think so, honey. And be like, go, electricity, run. Find phones to give life to.
30 seconds.
And I just want, like, if I ever get rich enough, like, in my 30s, I do want to, like, start, like, a collective of young creatives that, like, is a space in Midtown where you can just come and charge. You know what I mean? And everybody is safe.
Seconds.
Because I swear to God, like, the amount of money you're taking to cover them with little plastic chargers, like, you would spend so much less than that just to, like, give us electricity and you can save the lives of phones.
Fuck.
We can do it today. We can do it together. I don't think so,
that's
honey.
1 minute!
Pat Regan!
Pat Regan!
So thank you so much. I just want to say awards are so silly. Awards are so silly.
All right, guys. Give it up for Pat Regan. Guys, we are going to take a brief break. But first, I want to remind you all about the raffle for Trans Lifeline. $1 each ticket. Please go get a drink. Go get a raffle ticket. We'll be right back. Thank you guys so much.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit ForeverDogProductions.com.